Mr. Kalimnik quickly made himself indispensable to Mr. Manafort, who spoke neither Ukrainian nor Russian. At the time, Mr. Manafort worked as a political and business consultant to the Ukrainian steel and coal oligarch Renat L. Amatov, as well as the Russian aluminum oligarch Oleg V. Deripaska. Mr. Kalimnik traveled extensively with Mr. Manafort, accompanying him to all his meetings and eventually becoming known as Manafort's Manafort in Kiev. Paul took Konstantin under his wing not just as a protege, but as his own surrogate son, Mr. Caputo said. Mr. Gates, who joined Mr. Manafort's Ukraine team the year after Mr. Kalimnik and has since pleaded guilty to charges brought by Mr. Mueller stemming from his work there, later told an associate he knew that Mr. Kalimnik was a former officer with the GRU, according to a court filing by Mr. Mueller's team. In a February 2017 interview with the New York Times in Kiev, Mr. Kalimnik denied ever serving in a Russian intelligence agency. "What would I do if I were a real Russian spy?" he said. "I would not be here. I would be in Russia." But for the politicians and oligarchs who were Mr. Manafort's clients, Mr. Kalimnik's suspected intelligence connections suggested a seal of approval from Moscow. That was an important selling point, especially when combined with Mr. Manafort's connections. The perception in political circles in Kiev was that hiring Mr. Manafort's team would open doors in Washington and Moscow. Mr. Amatov persuaded Mr. Manafort to try and resuscitate the political career of the former Ukrainian Prime Minister Viktor F. Yanukovych, a Russia-aligned figure who lost the 2004 presidential election amid allegations of vote rigging. In Mr. Yanukovych's party of regions, Mr. Kalimnik was known as the representative of Russia, said Taras Chernovil, a former party member. With help from Mr. Manafort and Mr. Kalimnik, Mr. Yanukovych won the presidency in 2010.